You know, I suppose you could definitely call it a comeback for Iron Mike Tyson since his appearance in The Hangover and now Undisputed Truth, the show produced by Spike Lee. Basically a one-man show touring the country. TysonOnTour.com if you need more info. Mike Tyson calling in from Las Vegas right now here on The Ralphie Show. What's going on, sir?
What's up, Ralphie boy?
Not too much, Mike. Obviously, the show Undisputed Truth has received a lot of rave reviews. Are there any similarities, Mike, to preparing for this show and preparing for a match in the ring?
A lot, really. It does. I'm in shape. I'm running every day, working out, you know, trying to get in shape. Because you have to be at your best. You have to have a good time. You have to have everything. You have to be precise.
You talk about being in shape physically, you know, working out, obviously trying to keep up. But, I mean, mentally as well, Mike, do you have to kind of go back and catalog through some of this stuff and then kind of prepare the material?
Yes. It's just awesome because I never thought I'd be doing this stuff with my wife.
And a third person that's kind of involved with this as well as Spike Lee. What has he brought to the table, Mike?
Well, he changed it a lot because in Vegas I had a rock band, I had a vocalist, and I had a piano player. And it was awesome. It was like lights, cameras, Vegas show. It was like a big show. And he cut it down, only me on stage by myself with a prompter. And just music.
Talking with Mike Tyson here, Undisputed Truth, TysonOnTour.com. If you're looking for tickets for that, did you get a chance to watch WrestleMania?
I watched The Undertaker beat Punk, and then I fell asleep. Who won? Did The Rock win?
No, Cena beat him.
See, I knew that because Rock, man, he beat Rock. Rock beat him last time.
As you're going out back on tour and maybe interacting with fans, there's got to be a lot of wrestling fans still that come up to you, huh?
Tons of them. It's a whole different world these days now. I have guys 10 years old say, Daddy, look, this is Mike Tyson, the actor. He never knew I boxed. Their mother, their father have to explain to them that I used to box as well.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I'm just glad that I could fit into this new world that's coming among us.
Well, it's really a whole new career that you've embarked on, right?
Yeah, thank God. The Hangover did a lot for me in that perspective.
Do you think The Hangover allowed you to kind of do this tour?
Well, it opened the doors for me, you know, as far as people that never experienced me in the 80s or 90s. It's a whole different group of generation of individuals that never experienced my fights.
Maybe allowed you to reinvent yourself. I mean, obviously, as you've experienced, America loves a good comeback story, right?
Well, I'm just very grateful. That's really what I am, and that's what I'm trying to convey is gratitude in our interview.
Mike Tyson's on The Ralphie Show right now. Undisputed Truth is the show. TysonOnTour.com for tickets. As you're going back, Mike, and you're letting people kind of into your world, what's the hardest part? What's the hardest part of the show? The most difficult, where you have to really kind of dig down.
About my 4-year-old daughter dying, that's just the most difficult part. But everything else is just, it's like a roller coaster of emotions going on. You're angry, you're mad, you're happy, you're sad, you're ambiguous about some things. And it's a dynamic collection of stories that people know about from the headlines, but they don't know the underlying story that led to them.
What's your favorite part of the show? What's the one story that you've enjoyed really telling as you've done this tour?
I like my Mitch Green story and Brad Pitt and Robin. Well, he was in the car with Robin when they were coming to the house, when I was at the house. Like, I was knocking on the door to get a booty call, but I guess he beat me to the punch. Wait till you hear that one. Huh? That's a nut grabber.
Yeah. you call that one a nut grabber?
Yeah.
Mike, speaking, you brought up The Hangover earlier. I know they're filming part 3. You going to be in it?
I don't know. You got to come to the show.
Okay. All right. So maybe we'll get a little a reveal there in the show. And again, you mentioned The Hangover really opening some doors for you. Do you credit anything else with this kind of resurgence that you've had?
Yes, me not using drugs anymore.
Are you completely clean?
Been clean for 4 years. Just that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations on that. That's got to be the one of the biggest struggles in your life right now, right?
Well, once I got off drugs, I was able to do other accomplishments. You know, I have to beat that and alcohol first. Once I overcame that, everything else was basically easy sailing.
That's a day in, day out struggle, right?
Even now, but I have a great support team. You know, my family, my wife, my friends. I'm just really grateful, very, very grateful. I had another chance to grow up and conduct myself like a human being and be a good conduct to society.
Absolutely. Well, again, the show has been receiving a lot of rave reviews. Undisputed Truth, TysonOnTour.com for tickets. Iron Mike Tyson, thank you so much for making some time, Mike, and enjoy your next couple days at home.
Thank you very kindly, my friend.